I am Asariel, the Angel of Waters, Angel of Neptune, patron of the intuition and the power of creative imagination. I come to you now that I might offer guidance at this moment in time in regards to your dreams, in regards to the power of your unconscious mind, in regards to the wisdom that speaks from the silent, deep center of the heart, the power of your intuitive knowing. These are strange times. Stresses and tensions never encountered before are rising now from the depths of your unconscious, seeking to be heard and to be transformed, manifesting as strange dreams and restless nights. It is important that you surrender to the process of this transformation, that you allow the deep-rooted concerns to rise, freed from their moorings deep within the unconscious mind, rising as dreams to be cleared, so that you might be free of those stresses and tensions that you have not been able to process throughout your day. In order to aid with this, then, amethyst placed beneath the pillow at night, in conjunction with rose quartz, will encourage sweet dreams and the transformation of those negative energies that seek escape and freedom. Make sure the stones are cleansed and cleared. Feed them a little of your energy, your healing light, to awaken them. Hold them in your hands and ask them to fulfill these functions for you, and then place them beneath your pillow and go to sleep. Leave them there for the duration of 1 month, after which they will need to be cleansed and reprogrammed again before they can be set back to task. Soon, the world will begin to return to normal, and you will be encouraged to venture out into it and resume your lives. But the landscape of your reality will have changed, and many of you now will face a new world in which you are forced to create new destinies and fates. The power of the unconscious mind can help you here. The power of your creative imagination. When you go about your day, when you practice those endeavors that enable you to disassociate from your normal state of being, to daydream, practices that enable your mind to wander, like walking the dog, mowing the lawn, cleaning the house. When you enter into these states, begin so by holding clearly in your mind that desire, that question, that you seek to manifest or seek answer to. And then, as you go about your day, as you allow your mind to switch off, as you move into automatic pilot, the power of your creative imagination, in conjunction with your intuition, will both enable you to see and understand those things that have been hidden from you. Future possibilities, future realities, future potentialities, as well as indulging in fantasies concerning those things that you might desire to bring into being, which, when thought of in this manner, will casually and naturally deploy the power of your unconscious mind in order to bring them into being, manifesting your reality through the power of your wondering and dreaming. The intuition is a combination of our own natural psychical ability, our capacity to gaze into the future and see possibility, combined with those messages that come to us from the higher self, the soul, from our guardian angel and our spirit guides. It is a powerful messenger, but needs to be given the freedom and the space and the silence so that we might hear its voice and take note. Similarly, the unconscious mind is enormously powerful, linked as it is to the superconscious, capable of being deployed in this casual and passive manner through creative imagination in order to bring into manifestation all manner of wonders and being. Human beings are powerful, co-creators with the divine, capable of molding and sculpting reality in accordance with their vision and their dream, but often their own worst enemy in this regards also. Forever second-guessing, forever doubting their power, forever allowing the collective consciousness to block their ability to manifest. When we wonder, when we daydream, when we enter into dissociative states, we bypass that part of our nature that diminishes our potential and threatens our power of creation. Deploy this method then. Use it wisely and well. Finally, as the angel of the waters, I would guide you all to embrace opportunities when they are presented to you, to take yourself to bodies of water that you might benefit from the power that they create. Streams, rivers, lakes, canals, the sea. Water is the universal conductor of life force energy and psychical power. When we are near moving water, the aura of it can help to move that energy within us that is stuck. When we are near the oceans or the seas, the natural power of it to convert negative prana into positive and neutral prana, which we need, is tangible. When we are near bodies of water that are still, like the water found in canals and lakes, we can draw from these great reserves of power the life force energy that we need to sustain ourselves and buoy our diminished force. The water of the world is essential for mankind's sustained existence. And your ancient ancestors, knowing this, honored the sacred springs, gave sacrifice to the wells, threw offerings into the lakes, dreamt and meditated and prayed by the seas, knowing the deep mysteries and powers that they held inside. I can be called upon in all of these endeavors to aid you. I can be summoned by the water to ensure that when you draw upon its power or deploy it, it is done in accordance with the highest will for the greatest good. I can sharpen and supercharge your intuition. I can help to lull you to sleep. I can ensure that rises from your deep unconscious mind is dealt with whilst you dream. I can aid you in your wandering to see those answers that you crave and feed you with the power that you need to casually dream your desires into manifestation. Call upon me then, and let me aid you. As the patron of waters, it has always been within my knowing that the world is one of ebb and flow. Time is like the tide. It moves cyclically, unyielding, perpetual. Everything comes and goes. This time too will pass, and in time be nothing more than a memory. And although at the moment it might seem to be almost more than you can bear, very soon the moment will be gone. So endeavour to see the treasure in the moment and draw from it what you can before the opportunity within this time is lost forever. Now then, in love, I leave you with my light and blessing. Go forward in the divine's name, and in mine also. In sacred love and sacred trust, I am the Archangel Asariel.